Financial analyst Nathan Slaughter loves bread. He doesn't count carbohydrates. What he does keep track of are sales in the low-carb industry. As a stock advisor for a national company called Motley Fool, Slaughter saw Atkins Nutritionals take a big slide late last year.
Their layoffs began in September of last year, so the writing's been on the wall for a while.
The low-carb craze peaked early last year when 9% of Americans claimed to be on high-protein diets like Atkins. That number has shrunk anywhere from 2 to 4%. The number of low-carb products continued to grow, though, despite signs of downward demand. Now, Slaughter says companies are pulling back.
You look at companies like Keto Foods that manufacture low-carb products. Last year, they had 110 low-carb products on the shelf. Right now, they pulled 75 of those 110 products.
Many stores with a low-carb focus went out of business. Others are scaling back or scrambling to redefine themselves as the food fad weakens. Low-carb market is still operating a year after it touted itself as Madison's first such specialty store. Now it has a new name, one that doesn't mention the words low or carbohydrate. Owner Shar Charpensky says her Living Well Healthy Gourmet store will still sell low-carb products, just fewer of them.
We will always do low-carb. I lost a lot of weight on it, and I feel great, and we will always carry low-carb products. However, we are doing so much more.
Charpensky says low-carb isn't going away, despite dwindling demand and concern about possible long-term health effects. Food industry analysts agree low-carb is here to stay, but may disappear from many store shelves and restaurant menus. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.